black and white graying photograph of what I can tell looks like a wartime ship.
It is, that's HMS Caprice.
The destroyer.
That's the one that I was on the Conroy was in. When I joined, it was a new ship. Joined, I was 19. I was an engineer.
Being only 19 and being involved in something like that, was it daunting?
It was nerve-wracking at times, because you didn't know from one minute to the next when you were going to get hit by a torpedo or aircraft bombs.
Were there moments when the ship was hit when you were on it?
No, she was never hit.
But another ship you worked with was?
No, we were like that in convoy. She was there, we were here. And she was hit in the bows and she lost 62 men.
What was that like watching just across the waves, knowing that colleagues on the other ship would be dying?
It's very, very stressing. You know, you want to do as much help as you possibly could, but you're limited as to what you could do. Some say that torpedo was meant for us, lucky for us and bad for them.
Since the end of the war, these kind of memories and, you know, visual memories you must have in your mind, do you think about them often or not?
Very often. Very often I think about them. I used to give talks to different organisations about the Russian convoys, but I got so upset when I was doing it, it started to affect me. I used to finish up with violent headaches because I just couldn't take it anymore.
And while all this was going on, you had a young wife at home too, didn't you?
Yes, she was at home, bless her.
How difficult was it being away for the war?
It was very difficult, but the point is you got a job to do and you therefore you just made the best of it and got on with it. You didn't let it get you down.
I think in some of these photos here as well, you can see a cluster of people on the ship.
Yeah, well, that's a Japanese major. He was a prisoner of war with us. He was responsible for the death of 40 Australian soldiers and they surrendered to us.
What was it like having somebody that was ultimately the enemy then on board?
We were very relieved to see them come on board because we knew then that we'd got them under control.
We've got a scrapbook, if you like, of a collection of different photographs of medals that over the last 7 decades you've received. But you've got a new one, haven't you? If we describe it, we've got a kind of a red velvet case, solid silver medal, the face of a man on...
He's the admiral, the Russian admiral.
Pale blue sash with it.
But they wouldn't send it by post. They decided in the end to have them delivered by hand.
So you had a car from the Russian embassy in your residential street in Eccleshaw.
Yeah.
And a knock on the front door.
That's right.
Special treatment.
Yeah. He was a very nice gentleman. Spoke good English and wished me the best of luck.
What does it mean to you to have this medal?
It means a great deal. It shows appreciation of what we did during the convoys, because they were hell on earth. Or I should say hell on earth at sea. Frozen, freezing cold. You never knew from one minute to the next when you were going to get blown up. So you just had to grin and bear it.
Did you spend much of that time worrying if you'd ever make it home?
To be quite honest, no, I didn't. You see, on board ship, you're part of a team. And you can't let the team down. You just carry on, do your job, do your duty as best you could and look after your mates as they look after you.
So will this be taking pride of place somewhere now, this medal?
Yes, it would. It's taken a long time to come, 70 years, but still it's worth it now it's come.
It's taken 70 years, but you've got some solid silver.
Yes, that's it's solid silver. I'm very proud of it.